Today's daf is daf ayin, and we're holding on the second, the beginning of the second line. Omre chista amar mar ukva, hilchata ben sha'amar tnu, ben sha'amar altitnu, ela, not nimlehem kol tzorchan. Even though yesterday we spoke about the difference between the phrasing that was told to the trustee of the funds for the children, about how it was expressed, give him X amount of money, then if inflation requires new money, so we can add. If he says, don't give him more then, so yesterday we said, you cannot add. But today, Mar Ukva is quoted as saying that actually you should, whatever is required. Asks the Gemara, but HaKaimelon Halachak Rabbi Meir, the Amar Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeit. But I thought, we just said that the whole point over here is it's not really a halacha, I mean, it's not technically speaking, if he's dead, he's dead. I mean, it belongs to the heirs. But since there's a Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeit, we should do whatever he said. By the way, Tosfos points out that this seems to moot the entire issue of a Matnat Shechin Merah. If you're telling me Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeit, which is at any time in his life, a guy says, this is what I want to do after my death, we're supposed to be Mekayim, why do we need all of these complicated, the Divrei Shechin Merah, Mesurim, and it's a whole special halacha that he shouldn't be Mitbalbel, and so on. We're basketing that in general, Mitzvah, and this is how we pass Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeit. It doesn't make any sense. So the Rabbeinu Tam explains that there's a difference. We don't say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeit unless the money was actually deposited with a trustee, or possibly unless the recipient was there at the time, was alive at the time. But if you're giving something, but to say what I want done that isn't in the hands of a trustee, it's different. So it could be that there are many, it's already a big sugya, the Daf Kaminis, but you can see why it seems to be repetitious here. Answers the Gemara, the reason that we wouldn't pay attention to even phrasing that says, don't give them more than $10 a week, is because we have an umda. And in this case, it's unique. It's hani nili b'nili achronai. Where he says something, generally speaking, it's true. We would be very medayik in how he expresses it. Ava baha, in this particular case, when he talks about how much to give his children, meinach meichale, our assessment of his dad was that, in fact, the father does want to give the children. He only wants them to worry. And he tells them this, he wants to encourage them to learn to go out and make a living. Don't rely on me. I'm giving you 10 bucks a week. You want to live on the hog, you're going to have to find yourself a parnasa. So because of that, he was bizarre them. But etzem, if things are bad, then they don't know what to eat. He certainly wants to give them what to eat. And this is the way parents act with chayayim. So why should we think that he's doing it differently than Moto? Tzan hatan. So if you have children that are, they're already old enough to understand the meaning of buying and selling, 8, 9 years old, depending on how chalifim they are. So then if they sell metaltalin, then it's considered to be a real sale. They can't just turn around and say no. And if they buy it, so the reason we do this is we want them, basically, even though Midiraisa, there's no kinyanim, but the Rabbanu were metakin, they should be able to get along in the marketplace. People shouldn't be afraid to do business with them, and they have to be able to learn how to deal with life, and in places where they're alone, they have to deal with reality. But only be metaltalin. Says Rafram, this is not across the board. This is loshano l'shein sham apotropos. Of a yesham apotropos, then in mikram hekach, then mimkram mech. If the father had actually appointed a trustee for them, then they do not have the right to sell those metaltalin. They're in the hands of the trustee. And I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Mimai. Midiktoni imasek tanaklum. Remember, note that how at the end of the Mishnah, of course, our Mishnah is talking about the real estate and so on. But the phrasing, imasek tanaklum, we're talking about in our case, a mashlish ma'ot. So basically, there was now someone who was holding the money, not exactly a trustee. I mean, an apotropos is responsible to actually deal with all of their issues. But he's an agent that's holding the money and is allowed to release a certain amount of money for a particular purpose. But it's the same thing, isn't it? So if it says, ein ma'asek tana klun, right? So ein ma'asek tana klun should mean that in cases where you have a trustee, she can't do anything. No, wait a minute. Maybe this is different. Maybe this is because over here you have someone who's actually was given control of the money for a particular purpose. So Dilma Echadika Shali Shiny. I mean, isn't that a little different? Because an apotropos is a very general thing. He's supposed to do what it is that they need. So if the Yetomim themselves are selling and buying, that's not contradicting what the maid said in any way. They're doing their thing and he's going to continue to take care of them. But if you have over here somebody who's responsible for all of this money, was told to do a particular thing, I mean, it makes much more sense to say in that case, ein ma'asek tana klum, doesn't it? You can't bring a riot from there that in general there's no kinyan and mechira for the tomim just because it's an apotropos. It doesn't mean that they've been cut off completely. He says, Gemara, you're right. But I look again at the language. If that's all what the Mishnah meant, then what should the Mishnah have said? It should have used the same language that we used throughout when we were discussing what to do when you are an agent. So what should those words be? Litne, it should have said, Avo biktana, yaaseh shalish mashu shlash biyado. Isn't that the words we use the whole time? Look, you got your job to do. Do your job. Forget about what the ktana wants. She's just a kid. That's what we should have said. What are we talking? Ein ma'aseh ktana klum. Now that's a very universal statement. So in other words, what it's saying is, we don't want to limit this halacha davka to a situation where there's a shalish. But wherever there's anyone that could be taking care of these kids, even apotropos, who isn't lafuke what they're doing, but nonetheless, this is his job. Let the apotropos do his job. And in those situations, the kids are just kids and forget about it. That seems to be what the Mishnah is saying. My ein ma'aseh ktana klum. Shema min afilu bi'alma. What you see is that there's a general rule. If there's an adult who's taking care of them, so then that was for the purpose that the money was given, not for them to need to run around and sell lemonade on the corner from the Nixei Ameid in order to provide for themselves. Hadran alav mitziyat ha'isha.
What's
Mokhamaisen this? Yeah, this is true. Well, we just passed. Mokhamapotropas. Hamadir et ishto milahen notla. Someone who makes a neder that offers his things on his wife. She's not allowed to derive any benefit from him. So, ad shloshim yom, okay, 30 days, we give him, figure out a way out of this neder. Obviously, he has to take care of his wife during these 30 days, but how does he take care of his wife during these 30 days if she's not allowed to neder from him? Now, this immediately raises issues. I mean, what right does he have to, I mean, he owes her that money, right? He has a shibud for the ksuba. What do you mean? He can't ask for something that's not his. Fine, we'll talk about it in the Gemara. But in any event, in a case where we'll figure out how, but he managed to do this. So then what he has to do is, so for the first 30 days, Yamit Parnas. He should have somebody taking care of her, because it doesn't make any sense. If somebody else taking care of her is ultimately coming from him, this too the Gemara is going to be bothered by. The Mishnah raises a lot of questions right off the bat. But again, let's pretend that we got around that. There's a way to be Yamit Parnas. Yeter mikan, but beyond 30 days, even with a parnas, forget about it. This is not a marriage. Yotzivi yitein ketuva. We'll see what the union is of 30 days. We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, it actually depends. If you're talking about Yisrael, we can say you should give a get, because he could always remarry her if things work out later. With a kohen, you can't be so hasty. If you tell a kohen to give a get, so then he's not going to be able to take her back again if the situation works itself out. Big machlokus, by the way, in this and many other similar cases where it says yotzivi yitein ketuva, we've spoken about this before, whether it means kofimoto. No, tziva, let's say ketuva. I mean, again, according to the Ri, it means kofi. Wherever it says yotzivi, it means bikviya. Rabbi Yochanan brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that's not true. But Tosfos later on says that the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that you can get people to do things through discussion. However, since we do not pass him that way, to us it ought to mean kofim. However, nonetheless, since a get that is mu'useh, that is forced on somebody, shalokitin, is possible, will end up being matur neshetish lo'olam, Tosfos is reluctant to be matur, because if one of my sets a get mu'useh. But anyway, remember, here's yet another one of these cases. We're going to see many of these cases as we go on through the Masechta, the cases where specifically the Gemara talks about kviya, and other cases where it doesn't, and we're going to have to refer back to Tosfos to figure out why in some cases it says so, why in other cases not. So this is not the time to discuss, because we haven't gotten there yet, but Bezrat Hashem. So in any event, it either means we'll force him or we pressure him to give a ktuba. But for the kohen, we should wait a little bit and wait for 2 months. Shabbat kohen shnayim yekayim. Sorry, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yisroel, Chodoshev, Yekayim Shem Yotzi. You take them a kohen shnayim yekayim shlosha yotzi you take them. Hamadir tishto. Shaloti t'om mechad mikol ha'pirot. Somebody makes his wife asura to eat a particular type of pri. No oranges. How could he do that? The Gemara is going to come out in the end. He can only do that if she makes the netter and he's Mekayim the netter. There's no way that he could possibly ask her, his wife, to eat oranges. It's not in his hands to create a netter to ask her.
This is a very strange Mishnah. That one is very strange. The whole it's the relationship that they have with each other. You can't eat this fruit.
Right, no, that's it. It's only where she made the netter. And he says, okay, so be it.
But his reaction to it.
You know what? This is your 50th diet. You want the diet? Diet on the diet. Go ahead. No oranges. All right. So here too, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael, Yom Echad Yikayim, Shnayim Yotzivi Tenitov, the Kohen, Shnayim Yikayim. Which Kohen, we give an extra day. So not on the first day, second day. Hamadira Tishtor Shalotit Kashet Bechad Mikol Aminim. What about if his wife makes a netter, no more Chanel products? Okay, so be it. Yotzivi Tenitova. Rabbi Yossi, wait. I mean, if you're talking about poor women, they can't afford Chanel anyway. So, over there, the only time you'd have to be Yotzivi Tek Tuvah is if he's acting like he owns her. So then, if Shalonatan Kitzbah, he thinks, okay, fine, never Yotzivi Tek Tuvah. But, I mean, if he says for 10 years, no, all right, 10 years, I'll manage without Chanel, I'll manage for the past 30 anyway without Chanel. So there isn't that sense of deprivation. But Ba'ashirot that are used to it, Shloshim Yom. Max, 30 days. Now, how does this work? Given the Mishubadla, Hechimatzi Madirlo, what is this supposed to mean? Hamadirat Ishto Mila Anotlo. How can he be Madirat Ishto Mila Anotlo if he owes her Mizonot? Kol Kamina the Mafkia of the Shibuda? Does he have the right to be Mafkia and Shibud, which he has on her, that he's Moshe? He has a lien against him to give that. He can't take that off just by making a netter. If a woman answers what she makes on her husband, he doesn't even have to be made for. Why doesn't he have to be made for? Because that's his. How could she answer something that's his? So it should work in the other direction also. That's hers. How can he answer on her something that she has? I mean, it's exactly the same case, isn't it? Alma kivan de misha abdale, since she owes him her work, so therefore ainu tzarich lafer. And therefore, Kol Kamina, the Mafkila Lashibuda, Kol Kamina, the Mafkila Lashibuda, should she have any way to remove from him his Shibud on her? Or Chinami, he works the other way around, given the Mishubad La, since he owes her Mizonot, Lav Kol Kamina, the Mafkila Lashibuda, he should have no way of making a netter to take away his Shibud, her Shibud on him, for that Mizonot. That's a very interesting sidelight here. It was very, very cute. When he answered his wife from having any pleasure from him, did that include sex or not? Says Rashi, yes. But, nonetheless, so how's he going to appoint somebody else to take care of her? I mean, he can't do that, can he? Parnas is not going to work very well. So says Rashi, how does the Parnas work? Over there, he says, because over there there's no problem. He's Meshubet to her. What about the Mizaynus? The Gemara will ask, what about the Mizaynus? Says Tosis, that's crazy. Because the Gemara, in order to prove that when you're Meshubet, it's not Chal, has to go find a case where the woman made the netter against him. Why does the Gemara say? Look at the Mishnah. What do you think Mami Parnas means? To sleep with her? So why aren't we concerned with that? Because obviously the netter wasn't called. Why? Because it's Mishnah. So if that's the case, Mishnah is also Mishnah.
There must be another
explanation. Therefore, Tosfos says that the meaning of Mila Anotlo in this context is only Mila Anotlo. That's what it means. Mila Anotlo is not Mashva not Aguf. It's the way in which you ask your property on someone. Therefore, that's what it means over here. Okay, but in any event, we have a problem, yeah? It's our problem. There's a shibud. We know that when she has a shibud to him, she can't make a netter. So if he has a shibud to her, he shouldn't be able to make a netter. So how do you understand this Mishnah? It says the Gemara, Ella, mitoshi acholo marla tziim aasei adayich b'mizonotayif. Since he could say to her, if she's making enough money, you know what? You're a rich woman. You make more money than me. How about you keep your own salary and leave me alone and don't take any... Fine. So since he could do that, so Naasek Omerla says if, and even though he didn't say that, but since he creates this netter and the only way that such a netter would work is if this is what he has in mind, so it says if he said to her, wait a second. But then that works in the other direction also. Because if we hold a Ravuna, in Itala other Ravuna Marav, remember, Ravuna Marav said that a woman can say that also. A woman could say to her husband, I'm sick and tired of being dependent on you and your handouts. I'm making more money than you anyway. You keep your money. And I'll keep my Maizinadai. No. So then it should work in the other direction. What are you telling me? I know it's a Rikla affair. We should explain it in the same way. That in it, since she would be able to say that you keep your money and I will keep my money, so it's as if she said it. I mean, why? How come it only works for him and not for her? So no matter what you're going to say about that case, you're going to have to say about the other case. If you're telling me that doesn't work for the woman's netter, why does it work for the man's netter? That's a problem. So of course, let's see that inside. V'imit alaha d'yom rav unam rav, d'yom rav unam rav, yechola isha shetomar leva'ala. Eini nizonet, ve'eini osa. So then if that's the case, konem she'ani osa l'picha, ame'eno tzarech lafer. So then if that's the case, why doesn't it have to need to be made for? Why don't we say exactly the same logic we said about the Baal? That mitok she'echola lomar eini nizonet, ve'eini osa. Since she could theoretically say that, so this is how we understand the nether. Na'asa k'misho meretlo eini nizonet, ve'eini osa. So no, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, fine. Doesn't make any sense. I take it back. It's not that she, since she could say it, it's as if she did say it, or since he could say it, it's as if he did say it. That part was wrong. But the Mishnah is talking about where he did say, not he could have said. So in a case where that is what she said, you're right, she could have. In this, but she didn't in that case. In this case, she did. That's the only way to understand, he did. That's the only way to understand it. So if the Mishnah is saying that he could make a netter against his wife, it's obvious that he must have said before that, Tzima Seyadayeh, Emezonatayim. That's the case that it's talking about. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro.
Amen.
Wait a minute. So then if that's the case, why does the Mishnah say Ya'amid Parnas? No, this doesn't make any sense. He doesn't know where any, you're saying the case is he doesn't know where any Mezonas because he says you keep your salary, you make more than me anyway. So then why does it say Ya'amid Parnas? He doesn't know where anything. And if he has to be Ma'amid Parnas, how did he make the netter? You seem to be stuck in an impossible situation. If he owes her, the netter isn't called. If he doesn't owe her, then why is he being Ma'amid Parnas? I don't see how you're going to get out of this problem. So Parnas Lamala. Oh, he's talking about that she doesn't make more money than him. Meaning, Lo Sipka. It's not, she makes money, but not enough. Instead, so then we're back where we started from. You're not going to help anything. So now we're back where we started from. Fine. For 10%, he owes her Mizonas. I don't know, what kind of answer is that? So for that, for whatever percent, he's going to need the Parnas. For that percent, the netter wasn't chal. Therefore, the Mishnah is inherently unstable and meaningless. So what are you going to tell me? Amar Vashi, you know, let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe the pshat is like this. She's making enough money to take care of her major needs, but not for her minor needs. I understand, but it's the same problem, isn't it? I mean, if these dvarim ktanim, heichidami, either gilabu, these are part of her normal needs, and then these are part of her normal needs, and then it's part of mizonos. What's the difference? Big, small, and what kind of language is that, big and small? Either there is enough to provide for her, there's not enough to provide for her. How are you going to get out of this? And again, if you're talking, well, but she can get along without it, and she's not used to it, so therefore, so then you don't know what to do, you don't have to make a parnas. You're creating an impossible case. Not really. Listen, we're getting close. We're zeroing in on this case. The case is like this. Maisa is like this. Be'etzem, she has been used to living with this kind of stuff in her father's home. Her father's a big spender. The family as a whole, explains Tesis, is not a high living family. So we can't say she comes from that particular background. She doesn't come from that background. But it happens to be that her father lives very, very well. So he got her used to these kind of things. Okay. So we can't say this is the standard Oila Imo. All right? She now comes into this marriage. This guy's a bit stingy. He's not providing her for these dvarim ktanim. But she figures, listen, we'll roll with the punches, but eventually you get your way with these men, and he'll come around. But when he takes a netter, now she loses faith. Now she loses hope. And therefore, at this point, he owes it because she's no longer able to be mitgalgel with him. So therefore, the pshat is like this. So the Omrale, now she can tell him, you have to give me a get, if it's after that point. And if not, there needs to be that first 3 days parnas. So she says to him, look, ad ha'ina, I could tolerate a situation where I wasn't getting what I felt I needed. Elola darta, because you didn't make a netter. So galgalina ba'adach, I rolled along with the situation. Same word we use in English, galgalina. We roll along, right? We just roll along. But hashtada darta, now that you made this netter, I can't roll with the punches anymore. But you've really messed things up by making this kind of netter. Now I'm feeling deprived. And therefore, 30 days we say we give her. So why 30 days? I understand, what's the 30 days have to do with it? Are you telling me she's getting what she needs from the parnas, but more than 30 days she has to get a divorce. Why is that? So the mashna at 30 yom, that's a different issue. At 30 yom lo shami ba'inshim, lazila ba'milta. Tvei shami ba'inshim, lazila ba'milta. The 30 days may be a complete definition. 30 days is that people start, by the time 30 days comes along, people find out about it. People find out about it and they're looking at her marriage as a disaster. Right? Somebody else is giving her mezainis. kind of crazy thing is that? What, her husband doesn't like her? They're not getting along. It's already been the talk of the town. So at that point, she wants a divorce. She has a right to a divorce. So therefore, it should be Yotzi. Thank you, Tuvah. He created the situation. Okay, that's one approach that it's talking about, that he was madir her only after saying, you keep your own salary. And that I'm only answering the things that anyway haven't been given, which are the dvarim katan. Now, there's another approach. Yibayit ema. She dirak, she arusa. He made the netter before he owed her the money. She was still in arusa. So she was still in arusa, she wasn't getting mazonas. What do you mean, arusa? So what kind of mazonas? No mazonas for an arusa. What do you mean? She got as an arusa. Arusa, meet la mazona? Yes! In the case where the 12 months passed and he didn't take her to the chuppah and then he owes her mazonas. So there, she giyas man velo nisu. The tanani giyas man velo nisu, ochlot mishalov, ochlot betruma. And therefore, so why in this case is it any different? So Rashi explains, because in this case, the chiyav is not a diorita chiyav. The chiyav is only a derabbanan chiyav. The derabbanan gave him a knas. Look, if you're not going to take her to the chuppah, you're going to have to start supporting her. But this is not she'er k'sut v'ona from after the nisuin. So therefore, that type of shibud ain't achinami. The netter would be foul, because midiraisa doesn't know what this money, and the netter is a diorita, so the netter, diorita, would prevent the chiyav derabbanan. Masha enkein, talk. Masha enkein, in the previous case, we're talking about that he's trying to be mafkia or mezainas, which is a diorita, then already the netter wouldn't be chal, and that was the only problem that we had. Says Tosfos, this makes absolutely no sense. Because the raya that we had, that the netter is not mafkiyah. The raya that we had is from the mezaina, is from the maisi adayim of the isha. Everybody holds that that's drabona. That's for sure not a diorita. So we said her netter can't be mafkiyah, that she would. So why is this any difference? Obviously, there is no difference between the diorita shibud or the rabbanan shibud. So what's Rashi talking about? This doesn't clear what the problem is. Mm-hmm. Rashi's trying to make a difference between the case of nisu, which is the diorita, or the case of past 12 months of the time of tviyam and arusa, which is the rabbanan. So in the latter case, there would be a netter because it's only against the chi of the rabbanan. In the previous case, the netter wouldn't have been chal. That's why we were concerned. But the only reason we were looking for a solution was because we were trying to figure out why when she makes a netter, it's not chal. And now how can you use as an answer that we're talking about where it's a drabbanan and it's chal, where she owes him also only a drabbanan? Tosfos says you're running around in circles. Therefore, says Tosfos, it's a completely different way of understanding it. What I understand it to mean is, he made the netter before we got to the 12 months. That's the point. Now we got to the 12 months. So there, ain achinami. The netter was already chal. That's what the Gemara means. Ah, you'll say, so what do you have to say that case? Say, he made the netter before they got married and now they went to the chuppah. Ah, but we're going to see that introduces another complication, which is, if she agreed to go to the chuppah knowing that this netter was there, so what's the problem? How could she say, now I can't take it, I want to get it? So to avoid that, the Gemara's first reaction was, you know what, let's create it. Let's create a case where, there we go. Just when you feel over, well, should be in that. Can anybody bring a string and tie it in that direction when he falls? Okay. Maybe you could fall on Aaron. You know what? Move over there. Let's tie a string.
Somebody break the fall.
Yeah. Okay. So therefore, says Tosfos, we're looking for a case where the netter is chal before the chiyav. And the chiyav comes automatically without indicating on her part any agreement to the current situation. Meaning that the time was up and now we were mechayavim to support her. She never agreed to the chuppah. It's just that he's been the one who's been refusing to take her to the chuppah. So if that's the case, he has to support her. Oh, he should use the shalish. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Very good.
Why isn't this being masna masha kasu batorah? If you're chayav, the man is chayav to be his wife.
Because masna masha kasu batorah is a tnai. It doesn't affect that. There's no tonight here. The question that should be asked here is, I thought we learned before that neder is mafkia konam, that konim is mafkia shibudim, because it's like him. That should be the shot. Right? Okay, that's a big machlokas though, how we pasken about nedarim and konamas. Right? Now, some use that point to explain the Rambam's psak. Now that you raised it, I may as well tell you. The Rambam brings the Mishnah the way it's written, without any of these explanations that it's talking about, when you told her, whether that it was chal, blah, 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 blah. There's what in the world does the Rambam pull the whole Gemara out? Because the Rambam paskins that Nedarim are mafkiyah. So according to him, we don't need any of this. So there was just, the mission is understood kipshuta. A man can make a neder to be mafkiyah the shiva. Why not? There are cases where the chazal were ma'alim, they make stronger the shibudim of a baal for a ma'isiyadayim that over there she can't be. Like I said earlier. But that's a special case. It doesn't necessarily work in both directions, but that raises that whole question about to what extent will we ma'alim with an alim make stronger, alim, make stronger the shibud here than a normal shibud. So that neder wouldn't be mafkiyah. But anyway, that's what it's against. It's a whole different element that you should also realize is between the lines over here in the Gemara. You know, by the way, between the lines just reminded me of something, which I forgot to mention. Between the lines we were talking about yesterday, that he wrote a letter between the lines. There's one pshat, which is a cute pshat, that the reason he wrote it between the lines, it means underneath the tvira, the way Tess was learning, was because dvarim shebal peh, it's also lekotva. So therefore, he didn't want this to be a public discussion, so he wrote it between the lines. Okay, well, it doesn't work too well with us as his own champion. So getting back here to this. Okay, so it could be talking about, therefore, that he was mother as an arusa, and that at that point, ochlot, after 12 months, ochlot nishama, and then in this case, the shloshim yom, I mean, why would it, before we said shloshim yom was because people would be talking about the marriage, but there is no marriage. I mean, why now Shloshim Yom, right? So, Mashnat Shloshim Yom, for another reason. All of you have had the experience of appointing somebody to do something. And it works really well for the first month. But the second month, the bank payments start being a little late, and the mailbox isn't quite opened all the time, and the plants aren't watered necessarily on time. It works for a month. So, generally speaking, that's a klal. Until 30 days, the shliach will work. After 30 days, yeah, we'll let her starve for a day or two, you know? So therefore, at that point, you cannot be ma'amid ha-shalish, because that's the shloshim yom. So ad shloshim yom, avat shliach shlichutei. Tzvei lo avat shliach shlichutei. The parnas is not going to do a good job. Well, you know, maybe there's a simple solution to the whole question here. Maybe he was madir as an arusa before there was a chiyav of mezaina, so the neder was chal, and then he went ahead and he took it to the chuppah. When he said, So then, if she agreed to go to the chuppah with this neder, so then basically she's accepting the situation. I mean, how could she turn around and say, I can't take it, I want to get it? You knew. What'd you go to the chuppah for? Well, it's talking about the Omer Kisvurani Shani Yechulalak. I thought I could live with this. But in reality, it's much worse than I imagined. So Akshav Einani Yechulalak Abel, and therefore I want out. Now, wait a minute. Ema Damrinan Afi Gabi Mumin. That we only say for things that a person can't really imagine. So this guy really only has one arm. She knows he only has one arm, but she doesn't really know what it's like to actually be sleeping with a guy with one arm. So with Mumim, you know, okay, she could say, I thought, but I really can't take it, you know? But over here, what are we going to say? Lini Mizoni, what? She couldn't imagine what it would like be like not to have anything to eat. What's that supposed to be? She knew 100% what the situation is, and she accepted it. So the guy with Mizoni, me Amrina Nachi. You're right. Let's go back to the other turrets. The other turrets. Okay. At Shloshim Yom Yamit Parnas. Now that's the other problem. What good is it to be Ma'amit Parnas? The end of the line is that it's all coming from him. It's not coming in, it comes directly from him, secondarily from him. Same thing. So it's his shlichut. So then Lav shlichut take out. I mean, so the Parnas is providing for his wife through his money, and she's a surah to be benefiting from his money. Now how do you explain that? So what's the hat to use a Parnas? Omer Avuna, it's not that he appointed a Parnas. What he said was, Kol hazan eno mafsid. Anybody who takes care of my wife is not going to be losing. So he didn't appoint it, okay? The guy himself wants to believe that and go ahead and bizan his wife. He's a very nice guy. The fact that he pays him back afterwards is paying him back afterwards, but that's not directly providing for his wife. Hey, wait a minute. What, that's not considered to be just a fake-out kind of shlichut? That's shlichut. I'll prove it to you. What's not? A guy is stuck at the bottom of a well and he can't get out. So he screams, Kol HaShomea Kolo! Yichtov Get Lishtov! 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 So people hear this, and I mean, he's not appointing anybody to Shliach. He's just saying, anybody out there? There? Okay, so they're supposed to go ahead, and they tell the Sofer, write a get. What do you mean? Well, we didn't make anybody Shliach. So you see, when a guy says, anybody out there, that's the same as making a shliach. So how do you explain that in this case he says, anybody out there? Isn't it the same thing? So you see that anyway, what kind of comparison is that? Please. Okay, Hashkar, ridiculous comparison. Over there he said, anybody who hears my voice should write the get. Over here he didn't say, anybody who hears my voice should take care of my wife. He said, anybody who hears and wants to take care of my wife should know that he's a very good person. I'm sure he won't lose out. That's not the same thing as saying, anybody here should go take care of my wife. So, okay, Asha, Adam, Kama, Yichtov, Hakami, Kama, Yazun, Kolazan, Kama. Ah, but even that case is Shlichut. I'll prove that to you also. Because Omer of Anu, in a case where a guy's house is burning down, and it's Shabbos, and there's Goyim there. Now, he can't tell the Goy put out the fire. That's a mere Le'akum. But he can say, in this particular case, B'dleika, Kol HaMechaba Eno Mafsid. Whoever puts out the fire is not going to be sorry. Now, you see that this is a special B'dleika. It's only in this case. Why only in this case? Because since, the Gemara explains there, since Adam Bahul Al Mamono, they must have really worn out the old granddad today, let me tell you. So, we see that since Adam Bahula Mamano, a man can't stand idly by and watch his property being burned, he'll end up being Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, we were matering him to do something that otherwise we would have answered. So you see from here that just saying those words, Kol HaMechaber Eino Mafsid, is the equivalent of Amir Eliakum, except that over here we were matered. But in any other case, Davka B'dleika Itiro, what are we saying? What is going on over here? Great grandpa.
Yeah.
No, this one. The young great grandpa. Oh. Hello. It's all right. He's okay. He's okay. You know what the Gemara says about Yad Lufta? 1/60th toward sleep. It's only 1/60th. He's telling it's not fair. 1/60th. Okay. It's a separate bottle. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so what happens over here, that it, only because there's a dleika, we accept this, but over here, where's the fire, buddy? You're saying that whoever wants to isn't going to lose by being the finest by wife. That's awesome. Only but dleika is it mut. I love the mut, I got the no. Only the gabi amir la'akum. It's awesome. It's not saying in general such a thing is considered shlichut. Remember that amir la'akum is a unique situation. First of all, Shabbos is a very chavuris. So there are many things that we answer. When we answered Amir L'Akum, we didn't answer making the Akum a technical shliach. We answered it mitam v'daber davar. V'daber davar is something, well, it's something in shlichus. You should not be saying something that's going to bring people to do things on Shabbos. But what does that have to do with shlichut? So if the gabi Amir L'Akum, if it wouldn't be that we're afraid that Adam Bohul al Momono, then Enochinami, we would have answered it. But that has nothing to do with the dinner shlichus. It doesn't mean it's a shlichus to say such a thing. There's no chumrah by shlichus like there is by Amir Le'akum on Shabbos. So therefore, there's no problem. So it's lema'ute, other isurim of Shabbos. But they share Shabbos. Motiv Rab. We have a very similar general case as the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is where a guy has got to get money to his wife. But there's a general case. A man has asked somebody that he's not allowed to get hanon from this other person. He asked himself, "Eino ma yochal, he now has nothing to eat." This guy feels terrible. He wants to make sure that this poor guy, I mean, he might be a little unreasonable, not my best friend, but I'd like to help him out. And what do I do? Yeah, I don't know what to do. Right, so, "Eino ma yochal." So what he should do is, "Yelech etzel chenvani." What he does is he goes to a chenvani that he knows, a regular so. "V'yomar lo," and he says to him, "Look, Ish ploni mudar ana ami mani." This guy is a terrible situation. He's also to get hanor from me. He doesn't have a penny. The guy's starving. I just don't know what to do. So then the chenvani, who understands the import of his words, goes ahead, sends the bakolet to this, all the needs to this guy, and sends the bill to the person that is asur b'hanor, right? So doesn't that mean that the only way that we're matirit over here is this case? But if you would say Hachiyu Dishar, but if you would say Kol Hazani No Mafsid, you mention money, you're not going to lose, and it would have been awesome. It's only because you say, "Gee, it's a terrible situation." So that's only a remez of a remez. But if you would actually say No Mafsid, that would be worse. So the Gemara, no, just the opposite. The Chenveni is worse. We're telling you a bigger Chiddush. Lo Mi Boika Amar, Lo Mi Boika Kol Hazani No Mafsid. You're saying those words to the public. You don't. Nobody knows. You don't know him. He's used to sending you a bill. So over there, I understand. Why? To go to your own makolet where the guy sends you a bill all the time anyway. And he hears you say that. That's the same as telling him to go do it, even though you said it in that way. So I would have thought the Rogalitz or the Gozer Karmelay said it's the equivalent of saying, Commandi Armelay, Zil Havleyat. It's as if you told him, you go take care of him, dummy. Kamashwan, that it's not. But certainly it's not saying that the case in which you stop tell people, Adam Mavsit, that that's going to be worse. The contrary, that case is better. Gufa. I like that case, an interesting case. You know, this human interactions, they're really cuckoo, these people. Anyway, so one guy is Aser Ba'ana'a. The guy that is the one that cannot be give him hana is desperately worried for this guy's welfare. All right. By the way, Tosa says, why does the Mishnah say to do this for your wife? I mean, why does it say? Right? Why does it say give it to the stranger up here? Wouldn't this be a good idea to do it like that? So maybe in our Rambo, we're only matir, says Tosis, kolazon eno mafsid. But to tell an individual that if you will be mazin, you won't be mafsid, that itself would have been usur also. Right? And his raya is, his raya is, big discussion, his raya is, if lamaisa, you could have done this to a chenveni, then you should have said to the petitioner, then you should have said to the chenveni, eno mafsid. That would be a bigger raya. But for some reason, we're avoiding that. So it could be that over there it would be directly. There's a big difference between a case where it's not an emergency, nobody's dying, in a case where somebody's dying, maybe we're only matir. All right. In any event, so go to a kind of the Aragatzlo, and you say Ish ploni b'derah. Nami many any of the man. So what about if the guy needs to build a home? You want to help him out? My colleague is not going to help him build a home. They told him no. Or he's got a wall that fell down. They rolled the door. Or he's got a field. He can't afford to hire people to harvest his fruit. And now he's going to go bankrupt. So they'll look sore. So you go do the same thing. You go to Poalim that are usually worked by you. And you say the same message. You say, Ish ploni is b'ranami mani. And you say, he's got a broken wall. And so on. Okay. Now, how about if things get more complicated? How about if there is no country? There are no problem. You're on the road. So here you are in a caravan. It's been 2 weeks in the desert. This guy has run out of food, run out of water. What do you do? So you malchim baderach ve'inimo mayokal. So over there you can give it to one of the other members of the caravan as a gift. L'shum matana. Then that guy can take the matana and notel and give it to him, and then he can eat and it's mutter. How about if nobody else is there? How about if the two of you are alone? What do you do then? That would be okay. Rabbi Yossi says, oh, no, it's not okay. Oh, sir. I'm rather my time with Rabbi Yossi. The reason Rabbi Yossi doesn't like that kind of shtick is because of the story in Beit Choron. The story in Beit Choron, which is actually where this is the whole sugya is originally brought in the Dorim, not here, it's really in the Dorim sugya. So the mice that happened over there is a guy and his father were not getting along. Mudar Hanna. And his father wasn't allowed to eat by him, but he wanted his father at the wedding. So he tells a friend that, look, you know, I'm giving you all the money, you make the wedding. So the guy says, okay, if you're giving me everything, I hereby make it Hekdesh. So the guy says, you idiot! Wait, you think I gave you the money to make it Hekdesh? I gave you the money so that I should be able to be at a wedding and have my father there. So the guy says to him, yeah, you gave me the money so that you and your father should be making up and having a good time, and nobody has to deal with the nether, but the one who should go to hell is me. So I'm proving to you that that's all garbage. You never gave it to me, but right at the moment I want to make it Agnes, look at you. You're a wreck. So says the Rabbanan, it's true. A matona that doesn't hold, if the guy wants to say, okay, I'm giving it to Agnes, it's not a matona. Therefore, time is rabiosi. So over here it's a big fake out. This is not really a matana, and therefore I don't allow this type of shtick because I don't think he really meant it. If the other guy would not really give, or if somebody would come along and take it from Hefker, it wouldn't be Hefker suddenly. No. So if that's the case, he's really being Mahanim, and that's us, sir.